we're gonna start with some ponies. And I've been doing them so long, it's kind of like muscle memory. So for me, I always start with a big circle.
Hey, I need to interrupt you, but you're actually blocking the paper with your head.
Of course I am. but I start with a big circle. And it's not unlike if you've seen in books where people tell you to draw shapes first. That's anything you're gonna draw is gonna be basic shapes first. So for their head, it's just a circle. Their ears are a little triangle off to the side. And I'm gonna do them in a bit of a three-quarter. So I divide it, and I add a little triangle over here for where the muzzle is gonna be. I guess it's a muzzle on a horse. I never thought about it. And then two big ovals for their eyes. And it's just a little square for the neck, a little tube. And all the ponies start the basic same way. They're all cookie cutter. Twilight, Applejack, all of them. They all have the exact same body and head shape. It's the details that make them who they are. So at this point, I can turn this into anybody. Let's do Rainbow Dash, because she's kind of basic. She's got this big floppy spike of hair.
Yeah. I've seen the lines, I guess. I don't know. It kind of looks
like... Let's see the lights.
Yeah, that last line you just drew, I can see that. Yeah, now I can see.
Okay, that's better?
Much better, thank you.
I got the lights off the main paper.
So do you use any particular type of, do you have any preference for pencils or zero specific?
I use a mechanical pencil. This is a 0.5 mechanical pencil with HB lead. I used to be really particular. I had a particular pencil that was made for me by a friend of mine. And I used that for 15 years until it was stolen from me. Now I no longer put emotion into a pencil. I just get one that I like, and if it disappears, then I just replaced it.
Right.
I'm not going to go through that heartache again. But I just kind of follow the lines that I use here with that pencil.
And yeah, again, we're still in a little bit of trouble because your head, maybe shift the count left a little bit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch from my pencil to a marker.
There we go.
So like I said, I've done these guys so often that it's just kind of memory in my head. And I've gotten to the point where when I try to tell people how to draw them, I know I'm skipping steps because I'm so used to doing it that I don't think about it anymore.
Right, it's second nature.
Yeah.
But you were saying something about all the ponies basically have the same geometric shapes. You start out
with geometric shapes. So it's mainly just details. So like if I'm drawing Rainbow Dash, I remember, you know, Rainbow Dash has round, simple eyes, whereas Twilight Sparkle has these kind of almond-shaped eyes. And she's just got this big, messy mullet of hair. And you might hear some cats coming because one of the cats just entered the room.
We love cats, that's okay.
And Rainbow Dash has three straight eyelashes. All the other ponies have mascara. They all have curled eyes, curled eyelashes.
Oh, I don't think I've ever realized that.
Yeah, and I messed up her neck a little bit there because I'm not used to drawing at this angle.
Right.
But I'm just going to do one right off the top of my head with marker.